counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, after having a week off, I feel like I've forgotten what to do. I don't know.
Make sure that you introduce me as your celebrity guest host.
I can't because I had an actual celebrity guest host. It was so much fun.
Now that I know that that's a title that you throw around, I demand it.
I said it once and then Jimmy demanded that I say it every time.
Yeah, definitely put you through your paces.
It was, hey, listen, I totally enjoyed doing the show in Sackville. Loved being part of Savvy Fest, but ultimately, the best part was having Jimmy as the co-host because he was just hilarious, and so I'm gonna put it out there to start.
You might have just heard our
another guest co-host. So our celebrity guest co-host is actually Anna Cleveland, who is here with us while we record the show this week. This will be entertaining. You'll see how long it takes for there could be poop. There could be crying. There could be a lot of that. It's going to happen.
There's going to be lots of background noises for sure.
It's almost like when you do the Fun Drive episode and you have like the clangy things and stuff, except this one's just going to be, we don't know when it's going to happen. It's great. Give us a sound effect, Anna. Nothing. All right. Well, it is Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head on over there.
You should go and check it out. As always, it is earshot-online.com for the National Campus and Community Radio Report, where every single week you'll find the national top 50, from which we pull the top 20 most played albums from across Canada this week for the week ending Tuesday, August 9th, 2016. For this, our 205th episode. You can also find charts for the submitting stations, over 30 usually from across the country, submitting their own top 30 albums, as well as genre-specific charts, both regionally and nationally, for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. And as if finding out what the most played albums across Canada is just not enough, well, that's okay. There's lots more features, including interviews, reviews, and so much more. As always, you can check it out at earshot-online.com. I should also mention there is a new interview on there of Supermoon, who've been on the charts a lot recently, and soon in the future, you'll find out if they make it back into the show this week as well.
I think I'm going to laugh more this episode than I ever do any other episode because it's just hilarious. Anyway, you can find us online as well, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. And we'll do it in the form of an interview and we'll play something from your latest release. So please reach out to us. We can do it again now because we're done with our features for Sappy Fest. So, and right, Anna? So we can definitely reach out and get in touch with local artists or beyond from all over Canada. We've got lots happening on the charts. We took a week off, so of course there was probably some movement that happened last week and some movement that's happening this week on the charts, I would assume. Although it looks like our one and our two are hanging out.
Yeah, for sure. There was definitely a lot of changes last week on the week that we took off. And as always, you can go and find the full chart that we skipped at earshot-online.com. But a few artists that would have been on the show that aren't on the show this week include White Lung. They're down at number 22 this week. At 23 is Jesse Lanza. At number 26 is Deerhoof. Number 28, The Highest Order, Un Blonde dropping to number 32. And The Burning Hell are in there at number 33. And as always, you can find the entire national top 50 on the Earshot website. But that means that we have a debut this week within the top 20, closing out our first hour here in just a few different songs. And then beyond that, there are six new or returning albums on the show this week that weren't on the show 2 weeks ago.
Well, there you go. Let's kick it off. Start at number 20. We'll make our way up.
At number 20 this week, up from number 34 the week before, it is Young Rival. You're going to hear the title track from their newest EP on Paperbag Records called Strange Light. Re-entering the charts at number 19 and on our program for the first time is the long-awaited sophomore album by The Avalanches called Wildflower. And you'll hear If I Was a Folk Star and another new EP, this one from Warp Records and Aphex Twin at number 18, up from 23. It's called Cheetah. You're here, 2X202 STS.
Here's Young Rival, a song called Strange Light. You're number 20 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way from the charts and from Anna Cleveland on the Earshot 20.
We were walking and holding hands. She was telling me of her plans. And the water was oh so blue. And the light of the afternoon. And the photograph is gone. It was buried under the lawn as she disappeared.
Earshot 20. Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Aphex Twin with a new EP here in 2016 called Cheetah, as always on Warp Records. At number 18, up from 23 is that one. And you heard, closing out that set of three, a song called 2X202. STS. In the middle there, If I Was a Folk Star by the Avalanches from the album Wildflower at number 19. And at number 20, up from 34, Young Rivals, Strange Light, and also hearing that title track from the group Young Rival.
There you go. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Evan. Brian Cleveland is also in studio, as is Anna Cleveland, the young, the up-and-coming radio host. I'm sure she'll be on the radio at some point. Well, she is now. She's making her debut. She's playing with a toy. She's joining us in the countdown, and we've got lots more great music to bring you in the next couple hours of the program as well. Music news from Stephen Karlick. He's back. Yeah, I know. He's great, isn't he? He's back again this week, and he's got some great stuff. No announcements of anybody dying this week, so that was good. Because it's always sad when we have to talk about it, but it happens, you know?
Yeah, no, lots of cool tours and new music and all kinds of interesting stuff for sure happening in the last week.
Yeah. All right, we'll continue the countdown. Steven's coming up on the other side of this.
All right, sticking around the program, they fell off last week to 21, but this week back in at number 17 with the debut album 99.9%. It is K-Tronada. You'll hear Breakdance Lesson Number 1 and Adrian Teacher and the Subs, title track from their latest Terminal City on You've Changed Records, coming up here on the Earshot 20 at number 16, down from number 8.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Was Terminal City from the album of the same name, the second record for Adrian Teacher and the Subs, this week falling in at number 16, down from number 8 the week before, and rising a few spots from 21 to 17, it was Catronata from the record 99.9%. You heard Breakdance Lesson Number 1.
Hope you're enjoying the music here on the Earshot 20 this week. Lots more on the way when we continue the countdown, but first, we're heading to the phone line. Back at it this week, we have Stephen Karlick, senior editor of Exclaim Magazine and our music news guru and baker extraordinaire. He's got half a dozen fresh baked stories to get us over the next 2 hours. Stephen, it's good to catch up again.
Hot and fresh.
I brought the baking analogy back into it this week. I felt ashamed that I didn't do it last week.
That's a good one.
It is a goodie. All right. Let's have it. Some great stuff to talk about this week, and that kicks off with some great news for fans of Japandroids.
Yeah, it's been a while. Fans of Vancouver-bred rock duo Japandroids have been waiting to celebrate. The long-running group announced they'll finally be playing a handful of shows across the globe this fall. The duo of guitarist and vocalist Brian King and drummer David Prowse officially unveiled the tour schedule on August 10th, with it being revealed that the trek begins with a four-night stand at hometown venue The Cobalt from October 5th through 8th. They will also play one show in Toronto, while non-Canadian show stops are also booked in Los Angeles, Brooklyn, London, and Mexico City. You can, of course, find all the date and venue details at exclaim.ca, where you can also see a tour poster that happens to feature a few photos suggesting that the pair have been working in the studio. That being said, it has been a long, long time since 2012 that the band released their second album, Celebration Rock, and there's nothing solid to suggest other than this photo. There's no song, no announcement that an album's on the way, but fingers crossed. Head to exclaim.ca for the tour dates and for that poster. Vancouver, you lucky dogs. Four shows.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what I was going to say. Hopefully, maybe this means we'll get some new material from the duo.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Well, this next one is some exciting news. We finally get to know what former Vampire Weekend member Rostambet Manglage has been working on.
Yeah, Rostam, a formerly crucial part of Vampire Weekend, he's been very busy lately. He's been working. He's got a couple singles of his own. He's been producing. But he's now formally introduced the Hamilton, Lathauser, and Rostam project, the first musician of whom is, of course, the frontman of the Walkmen. Rostam announced this week that the pair will release a debut LP titled I Had a Dream That You Were Mine. That record will be out September 23rd, courtesy of Glassnote. The record is not the first time the two songwriters have linked up. On Lighthouser's 2014 solo debut, Black Hours, there were a pair of cuts co-written with Bat Manglidge. On this latest album, they put together 10 new tunes, including the recently revealed single, A 1,000 Times. While primarily showcasing the twosome, former Dirty Projectors member Angel Derradurian is featured on the album's closing track, 1959. You can see the rest of the tracks at exclaim.ca, where you can also see the cover of I Had a Dream That You Were Mine and hear a new single titled In a Blackout.
Can't wait for that. It sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's an interesting twosome, and I'm certainly a fan of almost everything that Rostam does, so I will be tuning into this.
Cool stuff. Okay, we round out this hour with a lineup announcement for a festival happening in Western Canada, aptly titled Breakout West.
Yeah, Breakout West will happen in Regina this fall, and organizers have rolled out the 2016 performer lineup. The festival, of course, shines a spotlight on talent from Western Canada, and this year's event will take place from October 13th through 16th at various venues across Saskatchewan's capital. There's a very, very lengthy list of artists playing the fest, all of which are sort of up-and-comers waiting for their big break, a lot of which were big fans of Here at Exclaim, the band 36, Hot Panda, Mise en Scène, Mew, Ra Ra, and a bunch more. You can see the whole lineup at exclaim.ca. Festival wristbands are on sale now at local Regina outlets X-Ray Records, Rebellion Brewing, and Coda Clothing. Leading into live performances throughout the weekend, the festival will kick off with a ceremony awarding the prizes for the 2016 Western Canadian Music Awards. You can see all of that at exclaim.ca.
Very cool, and I love the idea of celebrating, you know, musicians and artists from that area as well. It's a great way to bring the festival together.
Yeah, very cool.
Get your tickets, head to exclaim.ca for that story and much more. More music news will be on the way in about an hour's time. Right now, we're going to get back to the charts, and Brian is going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Weird Lines, dropping Just One Spot is their title album, their debut record at number 15. It is track called One Fell Swoop. After that, the closing track from the latest Pup album, The Dream Is Over, at 14, down from 4, it is a track called Pine Point.
You knew in one fell swoop what your kiss could do to me. You knew
so hold on.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
The point where I was born, the roads are all overgrown, and no one's lived there for years. The town was never the same. The mine was closed in 88, and everyone disappeared. In Pine Point, 86, my older brother died when we were kids. His best friend was wasted at the wheel. Oh, in Pine Point, nothing but memories. The abandoned cemetery where we buried our family. And I hope you know what you're doing up in Pine Point, where I kept my eye on the prize, and it was you. It was you. Oh, in Pine Point, where I kept my eye on the prize, and it was you. It was you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Pine Point by Pup. Their latest is called The Dream Is Over. It's at number 14, down 10 spots this week. And dropping only one spot is Weird Lines from their self-titled debut record on Sappy Futures Limited. You heard a track called One Fell Swoop.
Oh, there is nothing I love more than this is how we have to do the radio show this way every week.
Well, so far it's going good, but other weeks it would maybe be scary.
Yeah, she's... She doesn't seem to be teething, no. So that's good. It is the Earshot 20. Anthony M. and Brian Cleveland counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com for you, all while babysitting. We've got a baby in the house. Anna Cleveland's here with us. So I like to include her so that people don't think, like, what is that sound in the background when she makes all of her noises? Like, make one right now. She never does anything that I want when I want.
Babies don't work on demand.
No, I know. That's true. That's true. But you could probably, you can probably get her. We'll see what happens. Here we go. Here we go. Oh. Anyway, we've got her for the next hour and a bit. Still more music to come, but it's crazy to think that we're up to number 13 already. Lots of great music you've already heard. Lots of great music on the way. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the 13 spot.
It is the first time on the program, though this record was a spotlight of Stephen Karlik's not all that long ago, re-entering the charts and the national top 50 at number 13 in our countdown here. It is Blood Orange with his latest release, Freetown Sound. You're going to hear a track called I Know.
I can never force your way.
Never force your way, the way.
think about your face. I know that it's not mine to change. Know that it's not mine to change.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 12.
Shall be thrown to the show. If not for the colors that glow beneath the sun, no beauty for anyone. No detail or time on the throwaway line. Now Brahm is the victor, the loser the mind. If not for the ruins of what was once done, no beauty for anyone. God is the ink in the well. God is
number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Lost All Day by Dinosaur Jr. Our one debut within the top 20 this week is their latest on Jag Jaguar at number 11 called Give a Glimpse of What You're Not. Before that, number 12 up again from 38 was Danny Romano. His latest is called Mosey. That was Gone Is All But a Quarry of Stone. And kicking off the final set of our first hour at number 13 was Blood Orange. Freetown Sound is his latest record, and you heard I Know.
If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland, also in studio. And guess who else is in studio?
Every week now, we're going to have special celebrity guest co-hosts.
Right. So last
week.
2 weeks ago was Shotgun Jimmy. I had to take a break because I was so excited. I know, it was exciting. And now
he had noise machines
right.
and lots of compliments. And
then you brought a natural noise machine.
We had to bring another noise machine.
Anna Cleveland is here, and she is rocking it out. She's loving the music. We're loving the music, too. And it all comes from earshot-online.com. That's where the charts come from. And we're online too. earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. And we are done. The first 10 of the top 20. Yes,
yeah!
I know. It's exciting. And it all comes from that website. Of course, we broadcast the show out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And this is where it is heard first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. We record and also send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have the top 10, more from Stephen Karlick, more from Anna, and Brian might even give you the lowdown. I don't know. Maybe he's prepared for it, maybe he's not, but looks like there's some debuts below the top 20.
There definitely are.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it in the next hour. Stick around. There's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.